Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and another Radio Fishing, and we got Captain Ronnie Jones on the line with us, and he's fresh off the water. Little fishing report for you guys. So what was up today, Ronnie?
Early, first part of my day was kind of slow. We caught some small trout, just little sheephead, that kind of stuff. The tide wasn't doing much. But late in the afternoon when that tide got up, we got some, caught some nice redfish. We went on a pretty good redfish bite just about all the way up to quick time.
So, shallow water, open flat against the trees, what was up?
Yeah, it was, that was exactly it. Shallow water up against the trees. And that tide got up and I found two places there where I had some good redfish kind of bunched up against the bushes. And we caught them on shrimp and ladyfish.
Really? Now, were you using a jig head or using a hook?
I set mine up a little different. I do a hook with a split shot right at the top. It's basically a jig head, but I'm using circle hooks with a split shot right at the top of the head.
Gotcha. And sounds like you had a pretty good time. How were the redfish? Slow to bite? Aggressive? What was going on?
I wouldn't say aggressive. They were kind of pretty slow, actually. Yeah, now that I think about it, they were real slow. I mean, they'd bump it a few times, and all of a sudden that line would come tight, and guys would start pulling on them. Yeah. But it was real slow.
Now, how did it seem, shrimp versus the ladyfish?
I'd say it was about 50-50.
So they were just looking for something slow and tasty.
That was exactly it. Yep, you get that tired of them and let them smell that stuff, and they ease along there and pick it up.
So, how was the day? I mean, I was out for a while. I thought it was gorgeous today.
Oh, you couldn't ask for a prettier day. Chamber of Commerce right there. I mean, it was gorgeous. But flat, calm. Actually, in the afternoon, it picked up maybe about 5 miles an hour, and it was gorgeous. I mean, water was beautiful, crystal clear. Nice little bit of a chop on that. Sea breeze kind of picked up a little bit out of the southwest, and that water got up a little bit, fish fed a little bit. So, but it was beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous out today. Went fishing with my dad, had a good time. One of the things, was the water clear where you were, stained up, or murky?
Yeah, everywhere out there today was real clear. You had to stay way off when you were casting. You wanted to cast a mile to get a bite.
Well, that says something about it. So, you know, we noticed today that, believe it or not, the one redfish we did get was probably 25 feet off the boat. Dad dropped a popping cork with a shrimp and a little hole next to Mangrove Island, and it must have hit him in the head and made him mad. I mean, it was splashed
a bump. You take it wherever you can get him.
Yep. So, you know, hey, it's better to be lucky than good any day.
Absolutely. Yeah, today, everything that we caught, you've had to cast a long ways. I mean, the guys that I had on the boat, one of the fellows was kind of old and he couldn't cast very far, and I was casting for him. And he was the one catching most of the fish.
Well, the people,
as long as you get that thing
allow the captain to get them to where the fish are, because when I was up north, I lived up north, there was nothing prepared me for the type of fishing we did here. I thought I could cast, I thought I could do this stuff, but it's simply a whole different technique for distance down here. And getting a captain will give you a hand and then leave you alone when you don't need it. That's the key to me, and that sounds like what you're doing. Help them when they need it and leave them alone when they don't.
Yeah, that in that shallow water, the tide, it took forever. Late this afternoon, it finally got high enough where it was, and it was borderline. And with that shallow water, you've got to be able to reach out there. If you don't get right away from that boat, for me, the bite just hasn't been happening. I'm not saying you can't get one close, but generally, you got to get way out away from that boat.
So, any advice for people? What should they take out for bait, and what type of areas should they look for fish?
I've been doing most of mine has been, when that tide gets up, it's really slow for me. I've been trying to fish some of the deeper troughs and places, you know, 4 or 5 foot of water when that tide's low. But when that tide gets up and starts to cover all the oyster bars and the roots, and I've been just looking for places where the mangroves are kind of hanging over the water, and that's where I've been catching my fish.
So your best advice is to get up by the trees and find a spot with a little bit of deep water right in front of the mangroves or right at the mangroves, and then as that tide comes up, the fish move in.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, do you have any openings if somebody wants to go out fishing with you?
Yeah, I can probably squeeze somebody in here later.
All right.
It's been not wide open right now, but it's starting to pick up. I've been returning calls since I got off the water this afternoon booking stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, if they're in, you know, let's say you're in Michigan right now or in Texas, I got to say, they should be here in Florida. They should, you know, get out of the water, get around the water.
I
got to
say, I'm glad it's them and not me.
Yeah.
It was absolutely gorgeous on the water today. You couldn't ask for a prettier day.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Coming from 2 days ago when it was kind of miserable, now is picture perfect, like you say, exactly Chamber of Commerce days. I mean, if you could bottle this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, it was just, I mean, I think the weather was about 82 or 79, and 5 mile an hour winds, bright and sunny. I mean, gorgeous.
Absolutely. So, anyway, we won't rub it in for the Northerners anymore, but this is Captain Ronnie Jones there, and Fishing Frank here in the chair, and thanks so much for the fishing report, Ronnie.
You're quite welcome. I hope you all have a great day, and good luck fishing.